So the Mishnah says, the Sefer of the Mishnah, let's start with that. Chatzar Gedoyla, Shinif Tzalak Tana Gedoyla, Mutaz Gedoyla, Asura, Mivneshi Kipischa Shal Gedoyla. And the Gemara makes from here, Yosef Rabba Rabzer, Rabba Rav Chanan, Yosef Abai Gabai, Yosef Kamer Shema Minom, and this is in Diyur Gedoyla B'Ktana, and Diyur Gedoyla B'Ktana B'Gedoyla, which is like a whole Chiddush Dika Halacha of Gedoyla B'Ktana, Shaletes, etc. So the Achronim Beis Meir I just saw in, where is it, in Shin Pei Gimel maybe, Beis Meir asks that, where's the Shema Minah from? Where's the Shema Minah from? L'chaira, the Ikar Din of the Mishnah is not this whole fancy thing. The Ikar Din of the Mishnah is the regular Din of parts, Mulol Makam Asherlah, that the Ketana is parts, the Gedoyla is not parts, and Mamela, the Gedoyla is Mota, and the Ketana is also. Where does the Shema Minah come from? So he says, Pshat is that the Shema Minah is from the Hisaf of Mipnei Sheik Epistra Shal Gedoyla, there are Tvaz Mashma like that. It's only from the extra lashon, but it's not from the etzem din. The din would be true even without this shema minah, which is a little modna. Then I mean, what's the whole mipnei? So hagufa. So it's not extra lashon. So it's the wrong explanation for the din. Just a good tzarach beer on that. And the Beis Meir himself is medayik that in the Rambam is not mashma like that, because the Rambam, when he says the reason, he's not coming. The Rambam is not coming to say. The Rambam is not coming to say extra biurim and diukim for the Gemara. The Rambam is coming to say the halacha, and he with mashma that the etzem tam of the din is diur gdol b'ktana and diur ktana b'gdoyla. So from the Rambam's mashma like that, that's the etzem tam of the halacha, which brings back the question. So what's Takub the Beis Meir is asking? Good. So why don't you have the regular din of parts makam asala, that the ktana is parts of the gdoyla? Just say that that's the reason for the halacha. And not and that's it. Why do you need to come on to more than that? Okay. Now, just in the in the etzem. Okay. So now, in addition to that, it was like this. There's a gemara before the we came in Oisim Pasim Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The gemara talks over there. If you had a chotzer that was Nizra. Nizra's Mavatal, the deer of the Chatzar, and it makes it into a Karfif. So the Gemara was there, handling if you were Zuriya, more than Beis HaSayim, but what if you were Zuriya, the Mir of the Sade, but it is a Beis HaSayim, so it's not Batal, but it's not right either. And Mamela, now you have, inside this thing that used to be Mukif as a Chatzar, now you have half of the place as Mukif is a Chatzar, and half the place is a Karfif. So, Lamais, it's all Mutter B'Tiltal, so it's not really Chal on Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is the Gabi Kol Gagas, that a Chatzar and a Karfif have two separate halachas, even like Rabbi Shimon. Chatzar and a Karfif have two separate halachas. That a Chatzar you're allowed to take, even though it belongs to one person. This is Rashi Shita, Bechad Gavra. So, Bechad Gavra, it was because all the poiskim, everyone speaks that the chatzar obviously was owned by one person before he was Zereya. So it's talking about the chatzar and the karfif both belong to the same person. So now that you were Zereya miyat, and less than Beis HaSayim, the halacha of the chatzar is going to be different. What's the halacha? The halacha is that the chatzar, you're allowed to take your klibayis to the chatzar. But the karfif part, you would not be allowed to take your klibayis to the karfif part. That's the halacha. Fine. Now, Rashi, before we get to Rashi, Rashi is coming. Okay, now what's besides that? Now that that's the halacha, the chatzar part is parots to the karfif part, and memela the din should be that even the karfif, the chatzar part is aser to be metalta your klebais into the chatzar part of the sade. Zok the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Nun Chesif Yud. He says he brings this halacha, and he says, Oyser kol chotzer, v'im yesh b'sasayim epachus, oser lohitzi mimena labayis. You're not allowed to take from the karfif part mimena labayis. Zok the magen avram meduik in the Shulchan Aruch. Only mimena labayis you're not allowed to take. You're not allowed to take from the karfif part clay to the bayis, or from the bayis to the karfif. But there's no iser to take the clay bayis back and forth to the chotzer part. Just like you were allowed to take the clay bayis to the chotzer before you were Zereya, the other half. So too, you're still allowed to take the klebayis to the chatzar part now, even though it's parots to the karfif part. This has been Daik, the Magen Avram, and all Achrayim from the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes Achrayim about the tour, if the tour is Meduyik that way or not. In the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Diak. So, the Rebbe Kiva Eiger asks on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that, Frekt Rebbe Kiva Eiger, Koshali, Demayishna, why are you allowed to take from the Chatzar part? Meaning, I guess you could bavarn that we know that maybe parts Mulal Makam Asr law only asrs when it's Mamash or Rosh Asura. But over here, it's really mutter to each other. It's just Asr Lagabi Klebatim. So maybe you don't say parts Mulal Makam Asr law if it's only Lagabi Kle Ha Bias. Lagabi the Isra bringing up the Gabbais. Zok Tubi Kivager, but the Shulchan Aruch himself paskins Ke'inze, because he says, Koshali Demaishno Mikoisel Bein Beis Chatzeris. Because if it was on Shabbos, it would be hotra. The also lechol echad letal to bechatzera kelim sheshovsu b'bayis, and you're not allowed to bring into the kelim sheshovsu b'bayis either. That point of Kibiger's point, but Rabbi Kibiger asks from the halacha and Shulchan Aruch shin ein beis siv beis, which is the sif before our mishnah of chatzer gadol chatzer ketan, but it's the same point, at least from the perspective of the ketana. That it says over there, halacha, that if you have two chatzeres that are open to each other, the halacha is that if the wall broke down between them, you're not allowed to take from the bottom into those chatzeres. So into either one.
You can, it's chatzer shel yosayim,
no? Oh. So.
Is it ketan and gdol?
No.
It's two chatzeres.
Equal. Right. So the first shayla, why didn't he ask from ketan and gdol? I don't know if it's so sure. I mean, we'll see. That's Siv Gimel, the Siv Beis. So, okay, so that's coming from that halacha. One answer to this question could be that maybe it's an Isser of Diurin. Maybe it's an Isser, it's like a Chatzer Shleinis Arva. Now the emes is that in our Mishnah also, Chatzer Gdol, Chatzer Ketana, the Isser on the Ketana, some want to say, is also the Isser of Diurin. It's like a Chatzer Shleinis Arva. The Ketana is a din, that the Isser is not because that, let's say without the Shema Minah, just, I mean, if you would learn the Mishnah, even at Parats, but what's the Yisur of the Isser? So we learned, I think the Olam was understanding, the Yisur of the Isser is, it's like a part of the Makam Asrla, that you're not allowed to take the Klei Batim into the Gedoyla, since you're not allowed to take the Batim into the Gedoyla. That Isser is Chal on the Ketana Mitzad, that it got an Isser from the Gedoyla. But in the Mishnayis and the Yisran are the Argadol in the back, He has a whole arichas on this subject. Anyway, but he tainas that no, the yisur of the isser over here is an isser of diurin. That the ketana is considered chatzer she'ena murevis with the gdoila. The gdoila is not mechuyev to ma'arv with the ketana, but the ketana is mechuyev to ma'arv with the gdoila. So mele it's chal an isser diurin. So mele the isser on the ketana is not because it has the isser of the gdoila. The ketana is an egen halacha, an egen isser, because it's chatzer she'ena murevis. It's chal on the ketana and isser of chatzer she'ena murevis to be mochi to klebatim into the chatzer. It's an egen halacha.
Is that true also?
What?
You can say the first thing,
it's
probably true the second
thing
also.
So Zoktub Kivegan Achuva, Simon Lamedvav. Rabbi Kivegar says it's not true. Because Rabbi Kivegar says, if that would be true, so it would be true by two chatzeres to each other also, not Gdol and Ketana. And if that would be true, one second. If that would be true, so then there's no kasha. Then there's no Rabbi Kivegar's no kasha. What's shver from chatzer? That this has nothing to do with parts. L'makom asal l'gabi klebatim. It's a new halacha that applies chatzer shen murevis. Zokter b'kiveger in a tshuva. So chayrotz l'shitase over here in this haggah that he's asking, which by the way, the Atzei Almoigim and every other acher in the book also asks this kasha. That Rabbi Kiveger says in a tshuva that it's not chatzer shen murevis because chatzer shen murevis has to be that they both have rishus to use each other's chatzeris. And here, there's a wall between them. And they're planning on rebuilding the wall. So the wall fell down. It fell down Erev Shabbos, but it fell down. They're not using each other's chatzeres. They have no drisas regal on each other. And they have no shimush in each other's chatzeres.
You're going to knock on the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Nifzah Kaisa, Alessar Amis, Ma'amish, Ma'amish, Ma'amish,
If they'll be ma'ariv, but the shadows, they ask each other atzchat to shein murevis, or they asking each other parts of makom asur. If they'll be
ma'ariv,
I'm saying over word for word, tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger says that by that it's not alts isur diurin. The isur is only alts because they don't have rishus to use it, and since they don't have rishus to use it, it's not alts isur diurin. And avada, they could be ma'ariv, just like derech pesach and another chatzi. It could be ma'ariv if you want.
He's being hanoch in the Mishnah, or he's being chelik on Rashi.
The what?
I think the Argado brings that Rashi.
But Rabbi Kibbeh is arguing on that, and he's saying that that's the Isser is part, and he says Beferish, like we were carrying on the Tshuva in Lamed Vav. He said that's actually what we saw in last year Benegea. If Lechi has Salmoch Merv Shabbos, he wants to know if you could use the like Tais brings that you could use the semen on the side of Zulchayayim. So Salmoch Merv, not Salmoch Merv Small. That's the Tshuva. Al Kaponim over there, he says Beferish that there's no Issa Diurim. And Memela, the whole Issa is only that's parts of the Makom Asala. That's what he says, Lashon of the Reb Kibbeh. So Memela, Mistama, it makes a lot of sense why Reb Kibbeh asks this question. That Lachara, Lashitasa, that it's not Al Tzidurin. So Memela, it's very shver, it's boilet, this Shaila, that this Astira in the Mechaber himself, that how come he has an Isser of parts of the Makom Asala, Lagabi Klebatim, that the Klebatim from one, that Klebatim you're not allowed to bring to your Chatzar, are Osir now because you're not allowed to bring it to the Chatzar that's parts too. And who had dinner? Rabbi Kibbeh holds Siv Gimel over in Shinayin Beis, which is our Mishnah, which is Gedolah Tektana. The Tektana has that Isser. So Lechora, he has that Kasha on Shinayin Beis Siv Gimel. I would assume Shin Gimel, a Siv Gimel also. Gedolah
Tektana is also like that?
Gedolah Tektana.
That they're not going to go from one to the other? There's no Siddurin.
That's what he says. He's going on, but it's the same thing. That's how Rabbi Kibbeh learns our Mishnah. That the Mishnah is Al Tzidurin, and it's not Al Tzidurin. It's not Al Tzidurin. So Ibazai, now it's Taka Bamish Shver, Shulchan Aruch. He asks, Shulchan Aruch is Lachar Zasir in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, the emesis is that. The aleph beis of the teretz could be geboit on what achrenim say in Rashi over there on daf chav gimel amud beis. Depends how you learn. Very shver Rashi. Rashi over there on daf chav gimel amud beis when he's talking about that case that you have the chotzer that's nizra some of it. So you have inside the hekif, you have a chotzer and a karfif. And the chotzer and the karfif are parts to each other. Zokt Rashi, that Lashon Rashi, Avobisa Sam, the beloved dear Sharban ben Avrahachan, Vavagav the Mokum Zriah, have a kari karfif, Shein and Nizar, have a chotzer, Uprutz and Zelazer, Shein Mechitza Beinayim. Zokt Rashi, Afiloki loy Asri Hadadi. The Pirza. The karfif is not going to aser the chotzer. Hoyel udachad gavrahu, because it belongs to one person. V'reb Shimon he, the omar, which is karfif v'chotzer lo aser adadi, they don't aser each other, afilu yishubayz b'nei bali batim, even if it's two people. So Rashi is very sure what he's talking about. But it sounds like from Rashi that if there would be a chotzer and a karfif that belongs to two people, then there would be a pirza, and it would aser each other. If it belongs to one person, it doesn't. Now, that's very shver, because in the whole Kol Gagas, Rashi was saying that in Reb Shimon, there's no chiluk between chatzah and karf of one person and two people. Rashi was saying it in Ebay, that to take your clay batim to your chatzar is mutter. To take your clay batim to your karfif is also. To take your klebatim to someone else's karfif is also. To carry from your karfif to your chotzer is mutter. To carry from someone else's chotzer to someone else's karfif is also mutter. So no chiluk between chad gavri and tre gavri, but legabi parts there is. So Marsha has a mahalach. I'm going with Marsha's mahalach. The Netziv speaks out, and there's other achrayim, a whole set of achrayim go with the Netziv's mahalach in Rashi. The yisoid of Rashi is not talking about them answering each other, legabe kelim sheshavsu in the chatzar or in the karfif, because that would be very shver. It's much Taket says like that. He says it's talking about this din of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashi is saying over the Shulchan Aruch halacha that the gabi, the klebatim, that you're not allowed to take the klebatim into the karfif, but Zoktashi, you would still be allowed to take the klebatim into your chatzar. And Zoktashi, that's only true b'chad gavra. But trey gavri is not like that. But trey gavri, it will be asr to do it. Okay. So now, if we understand what Rashi is saying, in the Netziv, what the Netziv is saying, Atzei Amogim, if we understand the, we have to understand that chilak. But whatever that setup is,
you go with the urine.
If whatever that setup is even without the urine, but Lamai said the case of Shanayin Beis Beis, the case of Chatzar to Chatzar is two gavri, and by Shnei gavri there is chalan iser parutz legabi klebatim. That's what the Netziv is saying, even in Rashi.
You shame say that you have two different bottom, it makes it worse.
Yeah. They hold that that's the only case it's Osir.
Yeah.
All the time,
it makes it more
hard. So, the Achronim are saying Bidas Rashi that there's a chilk and parot between, Rashi says it, there's a chilk and parot between Chagav and Trey Gavri. So we didn't explain the Rashi, but that's the setup of Rashi. So we can answer the Shulchan Aruch. The case of Chatzers that are open to each other are two Gavri. Even if they're Ma'ariv, each Chatzer was Ma'ariv separately. But Chatzer Aleph, Chatzer Beis. So the Caleb of Chatzer Aleph will be Mutter and Chatzer Aleph, but not in Chatzer Beis. In the middle there's a Pirtza, because Trey Gavri is Chal a Pirtza. But Chag Gavra, which is Chatzer to Karfif, that's already Rashi, says there's no Pirtza. Rashi is going, Shulchan Aruch, Atzei Amogim, tells Tzu Rashi, basically says this, B'das Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch. But he doesn't explain. So now, that's the setup. Okay. So we didn't say anything, so that's good. Now, let's, in order to understand, maybe we'll get to understanding what is Pshat and Rashi, Lemaisa. What is Pshat and this Chiluk? Okay, let's get a little more. What's the aside of parts L'makom Asher La? So, I always understood that the yisoid is that if, let's say, you have a chatzah which is parts to a karmelis, so the yisoid is that you get ki'ilu, the isser of the rishos outside of you. In other words, you're ma'uriv ashtikl, you become ma'uriv completely with the rishos outside you, and memela it's chal by you the isurim of that rishos. Now, however, there is a machlokes to be masber. However, the other way to go, you could say it another way, is that even though normally Rosh Hashanah Yochid is enough with three mechitzas, but it has to define the place that this because we have Oymin Ruba and it's good, you're makif the place with three mechitzas, it's good, fine. And even if the fourth ruach is open to Makom Ptur, it's also good. Because Lamai said three mechitzas is good. But if you're open to a makam, which is also to you, so somehow that affects your rishos, that affects the, we see, we done, that the mechitzas, the rishos is not fully protected from the makam that's also to it. This place that Lamai said, I'm not allowed to go there, he's not allowed to go to me, and there's no wall between us. So that alone is mechal chalois pirtza in the rishos. Normally I would say, three mechitzas is enough, it's not a part, it's good. Three mechitzas makes it rishos. Could be.
It's not parts.
Okay, you're saying like that. What?
It's not part. By when it's only Malcolm Tour, it's not parts.
Yeah, because
part,
it doesn't change the way I see this rishos. This rishos is still.
It's not
mutter completely. A lot of character Malcolm Tour. So Lemaisa, it doesn't affect the separation of the rishos from the places. From we still see it. That it's chal a hekef of the rishos, but if it's open to a makom asur, then we done that piritza and we deal with that piritza. But maybe it's chal piritza on the rishos and it's felt in the whole mechitzos. L'chol you could say it's chal a piritza, it's chal a piritza. So
you say it's a psul in the rishos or it's a chsar in the mechitzos?
I'm saying that we don't. I don't know the difference. We got at this point.
That's all you said.
Okay, I'm not discussing that point. So there is a machlokes here like this. There's in our case. In our, actually, not in that, I'm sorry. In the case that the Rebbe Kivager brought down, Kira brought down the case of the Erev Kaisel that was nifritz on Erev Shabbos. So Mimela, it's not Hutra. Fine. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mechaber. However, if that's if the Chatzah was nifritzah to each other. What if the Chatzah was nifritzah to a Carmelist or nifritzah to Rosh HaSarabim? So that's not a Chatzah Isra Diurin anymore. That's Mamash and Isra that your parts now to Rosh HaSarabim. So the Shulchan Aruch, that about is also even on Shabbos. Fine. Yeah, fine. So you have a Chatzah that's parts to Rosh HaSarabim, the Chatzah is also. Zok the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says that the Beis Yosef holds that once it's parts to the Carmelis, you're allowed to carry into the Carmelis, Beis Amas Bezeh, and Beis Amas Bezeh. You're not allowed to carry Don Amas, but Lamaisa, the Chatzah becomes a Carmelis. Now that the Chatzah becomes a Carmelis, so maybe you're allowed to carry Beis Amas Bezeh, Beis Amas Bezeh to the Carmelis. So, Akhtamangan Avram, Ve'efshar, not like that, you could argue. The Apo Pishanifrats, Aber Shem Chatzar Alav, Vasar Lataltum Yemenu the Carmelis. It's still called a Chatzar. And you're not allowed to take from there to a Carmelis. So Kenzine, we could say that the machlokes between Beis Yosef and Magen Avraham is in this point. That the Magen Avraham is saying is that the mechitzas b'mekayimam are still being meichel shein chatzar on the place. Norvos, the schal taruvis of the halachas of the outside onto the inside. That the Carmelis is mashpia, that the Yisuri Carmelis are chal on this chatzar. But the chatzar with the Yisuri Carmelis. Mashenkin. The Beis Yosef is saying is that it's a chesaron in the entire Rishos, and the Mechitzas is it's complete, it's a Chal HaPirtza in the Rishos, and Mimela it's felt in the whole Mechitzas.
The first
thing
you need to say,
and it's Carmelis. What?
In the first thing also, you're going to say, since really through Mechitzas it's good.
Everyone knows through Mechitzas, I mean, Rambam Shita, but I'm saying, B'Yisodai, it's good. Forget it. Even Nochlev, even with the Pirtza, it's good. Right. It's Chal Chatzar. So in other words, is it Stamadin that it's Chal Pirtza there, or it's more that we see the Taruvus of the Rishos coming in and answering the Rishos in the Shem Chatzar. Now, Maisa, you can't stop there with this Magen Avraham because we had a halacha like this. We had a halacha that on the tzad, the first sugi over here, Machiz Rav and Shmuel, and you have two gagas that are parts to each other. So according to the Chacham, you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other gag. So Itmar, and Rav says, "Ein metaltan ba'el b'dalat amos." You're not allowed to carry now b'dalat amos. You're not allowed to carry clay gag b'dalat amos. So it comes out a very interesting halacha. What's going on over here? You're not allowed to take the clay gag from one gag to the other, according to the Rabbanon. Okay, so now you're parts to each other, clapping clay gag. So, okay, whatever Pirtza does. But Lemaisa, if the whole idea is that the Isser HaRishus of the outside Asers, the Rishus from the inside, but over here, neither Rishus has this din, they're not allowed to carry the clay gag for Da'an Amos. So neither Rishus has a din that you're not allowed to carry Da'an Amos. So how did all of a sudden this Gag get an Isser of Da'an Amos now? Right? If it's only like that we're saying the Magen Avraham, that the Vort of Parts is that the Chatzar gets the Isuri Carmelis because parts of the Carmelis. Over here, this Gag gets the Isser of that Gag, but who cares? That Gag, I'm allowed to metalto from this Gag to that Gag, but I'm allowed to be metalto Da'an Amos. So, what's this Isra? I'm not letting him talk to Da'an Amos. So what you're saying is, Mistama, is that it's like the din that, like we had in, like a Kumlai Neima type of din. That basically, if I'm moving, it's like I'm moving into the other Gag. That's how the Magen Avraham would have to learn. What? But why? Yeah, so it's Da'an Amos, it's not Kumlai Neima, first of all. The Shaila is, that the only ha'ara on that is that the whole sugya in Daf Tzadi calls this a Carmelis. It calls it a Carmelis. It calls Rav's Gag that's Paras. So it's not the Pashas in how you understand Carmelis. Okay, so the Magen Avraham is going like that. So you have to speak out that the Taruvus of the Rishos makes it, so you could say, is that it's still like that. The Peshat is that Rishos, I'm aware of with that Rishos, And Mamela, it's chal, there's a tarubis of Marishus and Yerushus. And like Rashi's Loshan is like that alone, that imitatlam ba'elbedalad is already a karmless. I don't think that's the pashtus and karmless, but this karmless is for sure. Yeah, they're showing that if you're allowed to imitatlam, imitatlam compared to a karmless gemurah. Yeah, but that's even. But here it's even worse. Because you're not parts of a real karmless. There's no karmless at all. It could be it's different. But al kaponim, yeah, it's similar to that issue. But the gemurah calls it karmless. And according to this Malchim Nogan Avram, you would have to say that the idea is that the gag that it's parts to is mashpia on this gag, and mamela, I'm not allowed to carry from one to the other. It's still shver your kasha, kumbalei neima, and also, we're calling it karmas. Okay, so maybe I was just thinking, maybe you could take out a tzad right. And really, this is Chazanish says like that, is that the Chazanish. I think we could understand maybe I'll pee the smuggling room, just taking it as Chadvaiter, is that Zokter Chazanish, a Svara in the Mechtav to the Shlom Yehuda, he writes over there, a Svara, that the Mechitzis, aside from blocking from the outside, they're here to create a Rishus, and the Rishus is to create a Mokum Me'uchid. And the idea of the Mechitzis is to create that this Rishus is one Mokum. This Rishus is one makom, clapping the outside, and it's a tzchad makom. If toich the mechitzas, there's a stira to the din in the toich the mechitzas, so Rishus Sayach, you can't, that's gufach sar in the mechitzas, that they're not defining the place as one makom uchid, that it's chal and half of the toich the mechitzas, one halacha and half the other halacha. A chelik of the point of the mechitzas is to be ma'achid the place as being toich the mechitzas, and if there's a stira within the makomis, that one makim in the mechitzas has this halacha and another halacha, that's gufach sar mechitzas. So this idea that you're ma'uriv to rishuyas within mechitzas, that's gufach stir to mechitzas. Mechitzas has to say that there's one chalois rishus inside the mechitzas. So maybe it's ke'in the svar of the Magen Avraham, but Magen Avraham's talking about when you're open to a karmelis. So, but when the whole mechitzas is shaffing or just mu'revis, it could be it's also mechassar and mechitzis, and you have to see how that would play out. Okay, so now based on this, is that we're saying is that there's a chassar and a parts mluoi is allowing the mekaymes to be mu'rev with one another. Two rishus are mu'rev with one another, and that's a chassar in parts. Or there's another way to say your parts, and you're getting the halachas from the place that your parts to. Now, let's go one step further. Another step further. The whole zman we're learning that there's an iser to take klei batim, right? Even Reb Shimon that doesn't have chiluke rishuyas from chatzar to karfif to gag. But lagabi klei batim, he has an iser from chotzer from chotzer to gag to karfif. And according to, right, so the shaila is, what is the yisoid of that iser? What is the yisoid of that iser of klei batim? Let's say I'm not the klei batim to a you took a klei bais to from a chotzer to a karfif. What's the yisoid of that iser? So. Then was handling. Chayyim comes out that there was seems to have been two mahalchim in the Achrayim and the Rishayim in this yisoid. One way to understand it is that Loshen Rabbeinu Peretz and Chav Gimel that it's a klei bias when you're moving it from one chatzah to the other. It still considers some sort of shimush in the bias. So when you're moving it from one chatzah to the other, it's still considered moving it mi bias to the karfif. So just like you're not allowed to take mi bias to the karfif, you're not allowed to take clay bias from a chatzah to a karfif because it's like you're taking from the bias to the karfif. Whatever the pshat on that is, maybe we'll get to it, maybe we won't. But there's an iser because it's like you being mishtamish with the bias. The clay bias is defined by where it's supposed to be in the bias and it was defined by the bias. And therefore, when you're moving it from one rishus to the other, it's still considered moving it from bias to chotzer. The other way to understand it is that let's say in Reb Shimon for a second, I'm keeping it to this whole thing to Reb Shimon. You have to in Meir and Chachamim, each one is a little different, but same Yisoid. But in Reb Shimon, so there's or some after the mashma like that, beferish. But the idea is that Chotzer, Gag, and Karfif are considered one Rishos. And all the kalim that are in the Chotzer, Gag, and Karfif are basically considered interchangeable. They're not Mesiachis specifically to this Rishos over that Rishos. And in Mele we see that really there's the transfer is all happening within one big Rishos. But Legabi Klebayis, that they don't belong in any Rishos. So Gufa, we see a Chiluk Rishuyas between the places Legabi Klebatim. I understand it better by the way I understand it better, which I think it's going to end up being specifically in that case, is the best way to understand this to me, at least, is let's say I'm not the Issa from taking from my bias from my Chotzer to a Karfif. So the idea of a Chotzer is if I own the Chotzer myself, I'm not allowed to take from my bias to my Chotzer. And the Gemara says, if you're Ma'ar of a Chotzer, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's like it loses the identity of being a Chotzer. It's like Tuffle to the bias. So the idea is that Klapi, a Chotzer, Lamashal, has two identities to it. Klapi the Klei Chotzer, it's a Chotzer Dika place. But Klapi the Klei Bias, it's an Oifen of Shimush of the bias. And Memela, Klapi the Klei Bias, you still see that the Chotzer is related to the bias.
Is
I'm trying to bring out the point. So, Memela, you see, maybe this is the Amkas what Moshe was saying last week with the Gzera by Irvu. Maybe that's why Shinriyas Chala Shinriyas Shriyas Be'etzem in Irvu. So, I'm saying specifically like that. So that the reason is so Memela. The idea is that Klape Klei Batim. You see Gufa Chiluk Rishuyas between each place. That the Chotzer is separate from the Karfif and the Gag is separate from the Karfif because Klebatim don't belong in any of those places. So Memela, it's Chal, certain Shin Rishuyas from each place Klapi Klebatim, which is the Ocherim Ramadayik, maybe that's Shimon himself says something like that. Echa Gag is a Chatzer, Echa Karfif, Rishus Achasein. L'Kelim Shof, but not for Kelim Rishuyas Achabayis. Simple nafkamina. Once I'm in another chatzar,
yeah.
Let's say chatzar Shimon to chatzar Levi, klebatim.
Yeah.
Right. So if the svar, that's what you're saying. If the svar is only because it's mine, it wouldn't apply that well. I'll bring it out in that way, but you would have to say it a little differently. So in general, the point would be that this muuchedika reshuyas. Is only when the kalim were in those places. So those kalim are mesiachis to all those places, but a klei bias, which is not mesiachis to any of those places. So then we see it's shinui rishuyos there. So a few nafkaminas. Well, the basic nafkamina is are you allowed to bring back a klei? Are you allowed to bring back a kli to, let's say you took a klei bias to a chotzer? From chatzar to chatzar, you're allowed to bring it back to the chatzar that started in of the original person. So if it's a shimush of klebatim, I'm allowed to bring from the bias to the chatzar. So the bias of the owner of the chatzar. So I'm allowed to be muta. But if it's chal, the kapi klebias is a shinir shuris, it'll be awesome. Chazon Ish makes this nafkamina. Okay. But also the nafkamina is really in the havana of if we're minateach. The idea, it comes out that it's really cholok b'yisoidina, these two svaras. That if the yisoid of the iser is, I'm not going to take mechatzel chatzel klebatim because it's like I'm taking from the bias. So really, the chatzers are 100% one rishos. If they're 100% one rishos, it's chal a new iser that I'm not allowed to take from my bias to that chatzer. So it's still considered that I'm taking from my bias. But it's really not chal any shinu rishuyas between the chatzers themselves. The chatzers themselves are 100% one rishos. There's no real chilk between the rishos, but it will be a zaitika iser that this one has it, that one doesn't have. But if the idea is that it's chal that there's a shinu rishuyas klapi klebatim, so in the world of klebatim, these two rishuyas are different. There's an iser rishuyas. So, l'chayra, one could say like this, that whether you have a din of parts makom aser loy, on a, let's say from a chatzah to a chatzah, l'gabi klebatim, really depends on the two svaras. Depends on how that din applies, depends on these two svaras. If you hold that it's just that you're still being mishtamish from the bias, but the reshuyas are totally mutter to each other, then if you learn that parts makom aser loy is like we're saying, is that you get the isurim from the place outside you, so maybe that would apply here also. You still can get the isurim, isur karmelis, like maybe you could still get that din. But if the idea is the way we were trying to be mazmin magen avram is that it's chala taruvis, but over here I'm mershus murevis with two types of reshuyas. So since the chotzer and the chotzer are beetzem one reshus, so there's not going to be aser because the fact that that place has an iser from my bias, but it's still chotzer and chotzer 100% one reshuyas. So there's no taruvis or shuyas over here to say that it's chal appearance of makom asala.
Well, either way you say, why can't you say this? Geshmak achila. Mamashach, why can't you say it?
Yeah, well.
I mean, if you tell me that batsim and shuyas are one reshuyas, just it's exactly exact chal appearance of bias. How are you going to explain the lowness of parts of makom asala? Why can't you say it's not going to apply?
You can get the
dina. If you say klapi that, so maybe you could understand maybe you could say that that's how you would have to mazber. But if you say that klapi the klei bias, it's there's a shinu reshuyas. So then, if your parts to the place, so it would come out that the reshuyas are mu'uriv, and your mu'uriv between two reshuyas to have different dinim to them. So it would be chal din of pirtzal makom asula. So now. Now, like this, that this is all fine. It's dagdam. This is dagdam. What the sort of wanted to say, maybe to explain, 1 minute of the what the answer to Rashi, the chil between Chag Gavra and Trey Gavri is like this. Is that we already said right in the beginning of the Zman that Rashi Shita is that the Isra of Erev Chatzeris is Mibayis Labayis. It's from one Rishos to the other, and the Diyur in Shtel Avek, that my bias to that bias is considered two separate Rishuyas, and Mistama, it's like a regular Geder to Haitzah, that just like I'm not allowed to take from a Karmelist to a Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYam, I'm not allowed to take from my Rishos, which is Mugdar as my Rishos, to Rishos Acheris, which is, belongs to someone else, because Chazal answered any time that there's my bias to someone else's Rishos is considered two Rishos, and I'm not allowed to take from one Rishos to the other. And that was the Yisoid of the Isra of Erev Chatzeris of Shlomo HaMelech. Bekitzer, the Goyin Yankov asks that according to Rashi, where does it come from? The Isra of Chad Gavra and Rav Shimon. Let's focus on Rav Shimon specifically. There's basically one case of the Chiddush of Kol Gagas in Rav Shimon. For the purpose of this thing, I want to say that any time that there's Trey Gavri, it's Biyasoida, as long as it's from a bias, it's Biyasoida the Isra of Shlomo Melech. It's Biyasoida the Isra of Shinu Rishuis, even if it's from my bias to someone else's Karfif. Because my bias shtel zavek that I have diur in here, and that shtel zavek is a rishus, which is separate from anybody else's rishus, even if it's his karfif. So my bias to anyone else's rishus is mugdar, is the yisoid of the iser, is the iser of Erev Chatzeris, the ikur iser of Takana Shlomo HaMelech. We already shtel zavek maybe that the yisoid of the iser, the Tosfos Yom Tov says that the yisoid of Kol Gagas is a nair takana, and the Atzei Amoyim says it's like a gzeir, it's like a new din, it's like a new halacha. A kenzain, it's not mugdur to the regular dinam of Aitzah. It's a new gzer. Where does that gzer apply? That gzer is a mechudish dik gzer, according to Rav Shimon, applies in one case, basically. That it's, I'm not allowed to take from my bias to my own karfif. I'm not allowed to take from my bias to my karfif. That's the whole iser according to Rav Shimon. Or my klebias to my karfif, if it's through a chaser. But be yisoydai, that's the yisoid of where you have the iser, bechad gavra, and it's a mechudish dik din. The yisoid of that gzera, since it was a whole separate gzera, and it's a new halacha, so it's not chal the iser, my bias to my karfif, b'kitzer, It's not chal, it's my bias, my karf, it's not chal as an isser of hitzom b'rishos l'shos. It's a new isser of kol gagas. Al-Tayamogim says it's a new gzera, it's a nair gzera by itself, that b'chad gavra, to take from my bias to my karfif, is not chal as a separate rishos. It's a separate halacha. So if that's true, so then we can miyashiv the Shulchan Aruch, miyashiv the Rashi. That when there's two people, if for me to take from my chotzer, from my klebatin, if I have a chotzer to someone else's karfif, so then maybe like this. So any time that the klebatim are in my chotzer, so it's a hemshech of my bias. It's a hemshech of my bias. It's chal as a hemshech of my bias. To go take it to someone else's karfif is iser shinu yeshuis. So it's chal paras makom asula because it's someone else's reshus with my chotzer is chal as a separate reshus. If I might klebatim in there, because klabim my klebatim, I have a separate reshus. But klabim my own karfif, my own bias. So what's the issue to take from my klebatim, from my klebatim, from my chotzer to my karfif? It's just a zaitika alocha. Then I'm not allowed to take my klebatim from my bias, from my chotzer to my karfif. That zaitika alocha doesn't have the din of parz makom asul because it's not iser mitzad. It's not separating mitzad yeshuyas. And memela that din doesn't have parz makom. Asala. That and really, 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 the Yisoid is basically Mefurshin Natzi Amoygin that he says like that. That it, since the Chad Gavra is a separate Gzera, doesn't pass Mokum Asala. But I'm just trying to be Moise a little bit husband now. Okay, Shkoyach.